Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the XYZ Experiment podcast for the season 5 premiere.
Woohoo!
I am joined by Dash and Fee in the studio.
Hello.
Hello.
Live and in person after many a month. It's very good to be back with you guys. And so I thought that we would start off the season just by, now that I'm in the brain business and I'm involved in a lot of reflective practice, it's happening a lot more frequently for me. And I was thinking, I've heard a lot about mid-year reviews and what that looks like. And I feel like for all of us, it's been 6 months in terms of time, but it's felt a lot longer because a lot has happened. And I've only been back in Melbourne for a couple of days now, and I've been falling back into similar routines that I did prior to me leaving, but everything feels so different.
Mm.
And that's not because things have really changed here, but a lot has changed for me. I use the word irreparable, which sounds, it's a really harsh word, but just changes to my life that things have left and they've left. I've lost family members. I've now moved interstate. I'm starting a new course, which is leading to a new profession that I've kind of been thinking about for 6-7 years now, but I'm actually kind of in it now.
Mm.
And it's really kind of changed the way that I viewed myself and about life and the world.
Is it change for the good, like a growth, and you feel
definitely
that way? Okay.
It's not, no, nothing maladaptive in that sense. A lot of change, I think accepting that change is inherently good is part of it as well, because even though there have been a lot of like spaces now in my life as a result of me. So for example, losing family members means that there are holes there. Going and moving to somewhere where you've got no connections means that there's other holes there, but everything has been filled up in different ways. And I have just met so many people and had so many novel experiences that I never thought that I would have, that have really challenged me as a person. Trying to just think of an example, because it's in all domains. Here's just like a very random example that actually isn't really related to anything. But in terms of like my writing, one thing that I know growing up for me is that I placed a lot of value. My own value was based on my writing merits. And so as a result of that, I wanted my writing to be attached to my name when I would publish it. But something I've had to be a little bit more aware of is that when I go into a professional practice, if people Google my name, things will come up like my writing and my art, which potentially is a little bit different because it's a different sphere of my person than my professional life. And so I was thinking about, well, I want to continue pursuing writing, so maybe a pseudonym would work. And, you know, 5 years ago, I wouldn't have even humored the idea of a pseudonym because that would mean that the writing is not directly linked to me.
Yeah, right.
Whereas now I'm like, well, the writing is the actual focal point, not who's written it. And that growth really took me as a shock because I've always been someone that, again, I've really liked archiving the things that I do and using that as like a way to kind of connect myself to the world and figure out what I'm doing. And just that kind of flexibility in thinking in that way really, really changed. Like, there's just like a level of confidence and calm that I don't know if I necessarily had prior to leaving.
It's more about the work then and getting that work out there than about yourself.
Yeah. And that's just like kind of one sphere that, and again, going into psychology, it's very clear that, you know, everyone's working this stuff out, but you really need to be a little bit more introspective in terms of what's going on for you. And I feel like I've just challenged myself and learned so much in like the last 6 months as a result of my studies, but also just adverse events, just novel events. And so, because I actually think growing up, the first half of the year, I can never remember. I can only remember the second half. I feel like that's when a lot of the crazy stuff happens. But this year, I'm like, it's only been half a year and I already feel like it's been, there's been multiple years worth of events occurring.
Just before you go there, because you just said, you know, you'd experienced a loss of a family member. You moved states and you've started this new degree, that's three big things. Before those three big things happened, did you expect your life to change?
It's a good question. You always kind of, the way that I look at it is that as you keep moving forward, things will change. But there's, I think, a very big difference between things changing passively and you being part of that change as well.
Mm.
And so I feel as though I've been a lot more, I can't actually even remember if at the end of last year I mentioned the podcast wanting to be a little bit more present, but I'm feeling as though I'm playing a lot more of an active part in the change. And I feel like that's led to a lot more of the development as well. Not in like a controlling sense, like I have to be like that involved in it, but just being able to kind of sit with it a little bit more in the present.
When I was your age, I used to, you know, I was a dentist by 21, okay? And I get to 23 and think I know it all. And then I get to, you know, 27 and think I know it all. And I get to 30 and I think I know it all. You know, that I've really grown and I've developed all my way through. And now I get to 55 and I realise I know nothing.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering where you're at with that stage.
That's a really good question. And I am not entirely sure. I think that last year, there was a lot of changes as well for me as well, like getting accepted in this course, but also changing a few jobs, getting really, really burnt out, having to do a lot of like soul searching about what it is that I wanted to do, travel. And I think I'm kind of in this process of a rebuild as part of like this whole year. In terms of like knowing and not knowing and like stability in terms of who I am as a person, I think that there's a level of confidence that I've developed over the last 6 months that are based off of not certainty about who I am or what's going on in the world, but just confidence that I can be present for it and that no matter what happens, I can take that and use that to better myself. I feel as though I've got pretty like strong values, I guess, and like that's kind of just what I'm living my life off of, not off of this preconceived idea because I've done X, Y, and Z, therefore I know X amount about the world.
With your 6 months going really slow and looking forward to the next 6 months, I take it. So you're not in any sort of like, are we there yet, or dragging yourself to the end or anything like that. This is pretty exciting times.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been, as I said, it hasn't felt like 6 months for me, but I think what I'm the most surprised about is, even though a lot of this is new to me, some aspects of it aren't. I've had to experience it before in the past, and the way that I've responded to it has been not better or worse, but just different. And I'm quite like, yeah, I guess I'm quite like proud and like impressed of the way that I've gone about the last couple months. Mm. And so I'm excited about the future, not just because of what it might hold, but also I just feel as though I've developed just this philosophy and these skills where no matter what happens, I just feel a little bit more like I'm able to just live and be present for it, which is something that, again, I haven't done one specific thing that has led to that, but just in day-to-day getting up, showing up, doing whatever it is that I'm doing, by the end of it, I'm like, whoa, that really did contribute to like something changing. Have you guys felt similarly or any reflections? What about reflection?
You, Dash? Well, I was thinking like the last 6 months for me probably I feel has gone super fast. I feel like I lose grip of time passing sometimes because so much happens every day and I'm, you know, right in the middle and thick of it with work. But I think I feel like the last 6 months what I've had to hold quite a bit, both in like personal relationships and then just work quite a bit, is a lot of tension, a lot of conflict, and just being better at holding that and not reacting to it. I think this is probably the first time I feel more confident in being able to say, because I've always been fine with conflict and confrontation. Like, that's never been something that's upsetting to me, but I am not reacting to confrontation or conflict or people's not coping or mental health or, you know, whatever. There's such a massive spectrum that's happened in the last 6 months. So sometimes I choose to ignore it. I'm like, it's not helpful actually to engage in that space with that person at the moment. But other times it's just coming from a place of curiosity, and instead of kind of jumping in with a solution, to kind of just being like, tell me what happened here, or let me understand, and taking a step back to let other people work out what has happened. So that's been, I think, a pretty big thing, but that's been really, really exhausting. Like, sometimes I feel like when I'm going from meeting to meeting to meeting where there's complexity and there's things to understand, you get to the end of the day of going, wow, like, I don't have the headspace for much more after that. But I do love the kind of stuff that we're talking about. And Scott and I were reflecting kind of similar to what you were talking about with Luke just before. You know, we got married really young. We were leaders very young in the church setting. We were leaders a little bit in work to an extent. And so you kind of get this idea that you do know it all. And I would say we were those people. We were like, we're so wise. Oh, my God, people around us are so not. Like. And I think for our age, maybe we were, and that's what I was kind of talking about. You know, sometimes the bubbles you surround yourself with, you kind of get sharpened by the minds of others, and you think that's you when it's actually, no, you're just around amazing people. And we were just talking about now we're more senior in our careers, and it's kind of interesting sometimes being the bigger bosses or being the leaders or people coming to you for insights and just being like, oh, you actually respect my opinion on this, or you need my opinion on this, or you need me to solve this. Like, this is, as opposed to us inserting us, or for me inserting myself in and being like, I know the answer to that. Like, It's kind of, it's an interesting dynamic. I don't know if I explained it super well, but that's probably where I'm sitting at the moment.
And what's your next 6 months look like to you?
I think my next 6 months, I have a busy couple of months coming up, and I know I talk on this podcast about how much I write grants and how much I write papers and how much I do all that. I mean, it is my job. But one of the things that I'm just realizing how much and why I love it so much is how much I discover about the world through writing. Mm-hmm. And people think you need to write a book for that, or you need to write creatively for that. But sometimes scientific writing, you have these aha moments of, oh, this is why that matters. And we were just writing sentences yesterday, and Scott was helping me with my grant, and he's much better sometimes at, I like to write process, and he will insert sometimes like this bang heart situation in it. And one of the lines that I'd been playing around with was, well, what are the last 2,000 days of an older person's life? How do we make them the best they possibly can be? In particularly when I work in aged care. And he was like, we have neglected our older people, and we have allowed misery to happen when that doesn't need to be the case. And he wrote this beautiful line in my grant. And I was just like, it's true though.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason we have neglected the older person, and we have allowed a state of misery, and that shouldn't be the reality. And so I sit there and I think, yeah, work is all consuming, but work is so enlightening and beautiful at the same time. So for my next 6 months, I'm just like leaning into the challenge of what I have to do, but also just how much I need to push my brain to think in different ways, because the problem is complex.
It's such important work.
Yeah.
It's such important work. It really is.
It's funny because, you know how I was just saying Scott and I thought we were wise, and I think a lot of it was because we're around also, we weren't necessarily around like super wise people, but we were being sharpened and we were sharpening each other. And I see that still today, like how much we sharpen each other, the way we think, the way we work, the way we play, the way, you know, and I just think, gosh, thank goodness that I have him in my life, because I don't think I could do this solo.
Can I ask, in regards to what you were mentioning before, there are struggles when it comes to that type of work, but then you get those little reminders of why you're doing it and why it's so important. Was there any particular like aha moment you had over the last couple months?
I think Brené Brown talks a lot about the messy middle bit, and you just can't see, like you cannot for the life of you see your way through it, or what the solution is, or what should I be doing, like what does the sector need? What does the aged care sector need? What does research need? And there's been so much complexity, and I read all of this stuff in the media about how funding cuts and immigration cuts and all of these things are going to have a massive impact. And you sit there in that and think, I don't know the answer. Mm-hmm. And that can be a really uncomfortable place when you've been trained to be an expert and to be able to create answers. But I think what I have really enjoyed in the last 6 months is going, I don't know the answer. I don't want to go to the most obvious answer, because the obvious answers have failed us to date. So maybe our answer is now in the process of listening and also taking our time and recognizing there's going to be multiple answers, and they're not answers we can all implement at the same time. And I think that messy middle bit has been good for me.
Yeah.
Has been really good for me for the last 6 months. And just being like, and it happens to me every year. Every year I have that messy middle bit of uncertainty, and every year I learn something else from that messy middle. But sometimes you don't know you're in the messy middle. You think you have clarity, but you really don't. Mm.
Just when you're talking about the answer, I was automatically thinking of Douglas Adams, you know, the answer is 42.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell? But it's more the pondering, isn't it?
It's the pondering.
Yeah.
And I know it's a cliche to say it's about the journey, but it is about the journey. Mm. And I think
Jimmy, it's the questions.
It's the questions you ask. It's the questions you learn to ask, because you're in a space of curiosity. And I think that's the character building. Like Jimmy Carr talked about this and said, you know, it's not about the destination. It is about the journey. And it's in the journey that your character is built and all of those elements come together. Because without that, once you get to the destination, you start another journey, don't you? Mm-hmm. You never stop.
It's never ending.
It's never ending. And so I just think, you know, you see this in your life. You get, oh, I've made it to this journey point. And now what next? And now what next? And now what next?
Definitely. And like, as you were saying before about it being the journey, like if you don't view it as the journey being the most valuable part, then you're just looking at the destination. And as you said, it resets over the course of your life. And you don't want your life to just be, life is short, but also very long. You don't want it to just be 5 blips, right?
Yeah.
Because there's all the space in between that.
And I think we can be really impatient to get to the end of the journey, to get to that destination. We can be really, really impatient with it. And it's kind of like, no, that's where your character is built.
What you're seeking is not at the end. It's developed through that middle part. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Fee?
God, I don't feel so deep as you two. my 6 months has been hard, like a hard 6 months, and with change of jobs and, you know, starting new jobs and health in the family and things like that. But it's, I don't know, I've been really reflective the last 6 months, like really, really reflective, thinking about, was that a good day? As I've said before, you know, that's a day worth having. And I've been thinking a lot about what am I doing with my life, a lot of that. The podcast gives me great joy. I'm so glad we've got this, because that's really joyful for me, because I can see what we're doing with this. Yeah, just a lot of changes happening for me. The 6 months for me have gone incredibly fast. Like I can't believe we're almost finished June. Like that's blowing my mind. Right. And as I get older, like I was thinking this morning in bed, thinking, oh my God, I'm closer to 56 than I am to 55. I've got this obsession
with getting older.
Time at the moment. I've just got this obsession with time that I'm running out of time. And yet I'm only 55, you know. And sometimes I see people like, or I listen to interviews and that person's like 70 or 75 and I think, oh, no, okay, I've still got another good 20 years left to do things in my life. And it's weird though, as hard as, I don't know, I'm okay. Does that make sense? Yeah. I'm okay. Because I was just listening to what you two were saying. A few years ago, like probably 15 years ago, I was going through a hard time. And I had a professional mentor at the time and I was complaining to her, just saying to her, she was a psychologist as well, about, God, it's, you know, been really tough. And it's probably one of the toughest times I'd had at that time, you know. And she was just saying, it's so important that you have that in your life. Like, life's not meant to be easy because then you don't develop or grow. And that, and she said, by you having this experience, your brain has now developed new neural pathways. And then as you go forward, like, you'll cope with things better and you'll do better and you'll, you know, that's what life's about. And so I often reflect on that when times are a bit tough. I always think about, what's the lesson I'm learning during this? You know, and that's where I am at the moment. I'm having that. What's my life lesson at the moment and where's my place meant to be and where should I be putting my energy? Yeah, really learning what's important to me, like really learning what's important to me. And it turns out it's family and friends.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Surprise. But can I ask, like, I think that's a really good point you bring up, right? Yeah. Like, so when you look back on your life and you think, okay, 15 years ago, you were going through a really hard time, and it might have been even in your 20s, there were things that you went through. Now, when you look back at what you thought at the time was a really hard time, do you still go, that was a really hard time? Or do you think that wasn't as hard because now I've gone through things?
No, I do look back and I think that was a really hard time. Yeah, I do. And I do reflect a little bit on it about how did I cope with it, how did I approach it, what could have I done better with that, you know. I'm always reflecting recently quite a lot about like, if some situation happens, how could have I done that a little bit better, almost like a maturity thing, thinking, did I approach that maturely, like all the stuff that I've learnt in my life now, am I bringing that to the table when I go to certain situations, or am I still reacting on my adrenaline and so I do reflect about that. It's almost like very statesman like.
Yeah. No, I really like it. Where I was going with that question is, I remember my sister sharing that her nephew's teacher, when he was really little, like, had this line that she would say, and I'm talking really little, like, they might have been preppies, and you know, when they're like, emotions are out of control. And the teacher would say, now, is this an anthill or a volcano? Yeah. You know, like, but, you know, in the moment, it can be really easy when you're at particular ages or even at the moment to think, this is such a volcano. But then in 5 years' time, you look back and think, it was actually just an anthill. And, you know, and you kind of keep the perspective change, I guess, of time. But that doesn't necessarily mean things weren't hard. And there's definitely moments of, like, volcanoes that will happen in your life. But then I think we get better at working out what is an anthill and what is a volcano.
You two both know that I like TikTok, right?
Yeah.
And so
I know.
I love TikTok.
You send it to us.
I'm the wrong age group for it, but I really like it. And it was funny. I saw something that came up not long ago and it said, like, if you have, like, a roof over your head, do you have a roof over your head? Could you eat 3 meals today? Could you go to your work safely? Like, you know, are your family safe, or blah, blah, blah. And then it said something like, you're in the top 20% of the world.
Yeah.
Just that reminder about how much privilege, and there's no woe is my life, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, we're lucky.
We live very privileged lives.
Yeah, I'm lucky to be here. And my problems are, I mean, not everybody has problems in their life, and, you know, and not to put anything down, but still I'm facing those with a lot of good things, you know, so I'm able to do that. I'm able to cope because, you know, I can, yeah, I've got family around me and I've got people to help and things like that. I don't want the listeners to think there's anything really bad going on.
No.
Just thinking, just change, you know, just change again, which I've got to say, is probably a really good thing for me. I was ready for change.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? This yeah. next 6 months for me is really about change. A physical transformation as well as maybe a bit more mental transformation as well. And then, you know, I said earlier about not, you know, now I don't know any of the answers. I actually don't mind being in that space that I don't know any of the answers. It's fun learning again and doing that. You know, I don't want to be I know it all. So, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Can I, listening to all three of us,
yeah.
I feel like this quote resonates with all of our stories,
mm-hmm.
Which is from a book and a TV show where called Lessons in Chemistry.
Oh, I love that show.
And the quote is, courage is the root of change and change is what we're chemically designed to do. And I feel like listening to all of our stories, maybe the thread is change is always happening, but we're brave enough to kind of go, yeah, we're changing. Like, that's a hard thing and life is changing and we're okay sitting in the murkiness of the change or the uncertainty of it all. And
isn't it exciting?
Yeah.
Super exciting.
It's a chemical reaction.
It's a chemical. Exciting. We're designed.
There's heat.
To change. There's yeah. heat. We cannot yeah. change without heat. Yeah. That's very chemistry for you. I love it. Hi, everyone. It's Dash. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the XYZ Experiment podcast. And don't forget to leave a rating and a review. If you've enjoyed our show and like what you're hearing, tell all your friends and family and hit that subscribe button. If you want to hear our updates and know when episodes drop, follow us on Instagram at the XYZ Experiment for all the latest updates and news. And our original music was composed and performed by the amazing Luke Champion.